Welcome to Tarn Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and we are continuing today with the 10th Mizmor of the Book of Tehillim, Mizmor Yud. We ended the previous Mizmor with the confidence that even though we may be persecuted by evil nations, we as a nation are eternal, and we wait for Hashem to bring judgment upon the nations. This Mizmor articulates the challenges that individuals experience in this Golus. It describes the day-to-day frustration of living in a world where others are dishonest and corrupt. It seems at times that there's no one to rely on, but we can rely on God. And with this, let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Lama Hashem ta'amod barachok, ta'alim le'itos batzara. Why, Hashem, do you stand far away and you hide in times of distress? We feel pained by our troubles, but that's compounded by the feeling that Hashem isn't supporting our cause. Well, what is our cause? Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Begavas rasha yidlak ani, yitofsu bimzimos zu chashavu. In his arrogance, the wicked man burns up the poor and catches them in plots that they have concocted. The wicked people act the way they do because of their arrogance, because of their ego. And the poor person that they burn up, that they hurt, is not one that's necessarily financially poor, but rather one who is vulnerable in a specific situation and depends upon another person. It could be a consumer who relies on the seller to be fair and not exploit them. It could be a student who is dependent upon the teacher, or a patient dependent upon their doctor, or a citizen dependent upon their elected officials. The individuals need to trust those people, and they just can't. There are times that one who has the authority or power over another acts with arrogance and self-centeredness, and therefore we can't trust, we don't know who to trust. And this could be referring to those even within the Jewish community who have been taken in by the corruption around them and become corrupt and self-centered as well. Furthermore, let's continue Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Ki hilel rasha al tavas nafsho, uvotzea beirech ni'etz Hashem. The wicked man praises himself over fulfilling the lusts of his soul, and the robber blesses, which is actually blaspheming God. What does this mean? A wicked person takes advantage of others and feels delighted and even proud of how he gets people to give him or do for him whatever he wants, whatever satisfies his desire. He's proud of that. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus in the Nefesh Shimshon explains that the wicked person uses the very money that he extorted or took from others in a dishonest manner and then uses it to bless God. For example, he uses the money to buy an expensive meal for himself and maybe even for others, and then makes a bracha with pride over the food. He could be using the money that he receives through these unscrupulous methods to give donations to worthy institutions. However, his donations and his blessings are just highlighting the fact that the money didn't come to him honestly, and in fact, the very blessings are actually blaspheming God. Another way of looking at this is, when we say the robber praises himself, it could be as the robber hears praises about himself, people see that he is quote unquote successful and they praise him. And they praise him for the wonderful things that he does. But when they do that, it is as if the people are blaspheming God. Now, why are they not afraid to act with such a feeling of superiority? And Pasuk Dalet tells us, verse 4, Rasha, kegova apo bal yidrosh, ein Elokim kol mezimosav. Because the wicked man's nose is held high. He doesn't seek guidance, for he thinks that there is no judge in all of his schemes. In other words, he really doesn't think that God notices or cares. Pasuk 5, Pasuk Hey, Yachilu drachav b'chol es, Maro mishpatecha minegdo, kol tzarav yafiach bahem. His ways are always successful, for your judgments are far removed from him. Regarding his foes, he puffs at them. He thinks he's successful because everything he's doing seems to work. And he puffs at them, meaning when he talks to his foes, which are actually the humble people that he's taking advantage of, he knows how to give them the right answer to put them down. He puffs at them. Rabbi Hirsch explains further that these people, when it refers to that he puffs at them, they're really hypocrites because they puff out statements of how everyone else should act, but they don't follow their own rhetoric. They believe that others should live as the wicked people say, not as they do. And Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, Amar Belibo Bal Emot, Lador Vador, Asher Lo Vara. He says in his heart, I won't fall from one generation to another generation. They will know nothing bad. He feels so secure that he and his future generations will be fine. He feels that he's in control. Pasuk Zion, verse 7. Allah Pihu Malay, Umirmos Vasoch, Tachas Lashono, Amal Va'aven. His mouth is full of promises, but they are full of deception and malice. Under his tongue is slander and mischief. In other words, he says what people want to hear, and he promises things that sound really good, but really he is out for his own selfish desires. The next four psukim describe how this person slanders others, devises deceitful schemes to manipulate people for his own gain, and actively seeks to trap others in his tricks. He really doesn't believe that God notices. You get the idea? Yes, you get the idea. Because each person has his or her own story of how they are affected by the corruption in society, and it pains us each in our own way. So now we beseech God. We are going ahead a few psukim to Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12. Kuma Hashem, Kel Nisa Yadecha, Al Tishkach Anavim, Al Tishkach Anavim, rise up Hashem, God lift your hand, do not forget the humble. Instead of feeling resigned or just overwhelmed by their unethical and hurtful behavior, or even worse, trying to become like them, the singer now calls out to God, and we say, Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13, Al meni eitz rasha Elokim, amar b'libo lo sidrosh. About what do the wicked belittle God? Because he says in his heart that God will not hold him accountable. Why are the evil people, why are the wicked doing this? Because they don't think it matters. They don't think you, Hashem, will hold them accountable. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Ra'isa, you do see, ki ata amal v'cha'as tabit, because you see mischief and anger, v'aseis b'yadecha, and you can give them punishment. It's in your hand. Alecha ya'azov chelecha. Your soldiers or your nation literally relies on you. Yosom ata hayisa ozer, the orphan, you are their helper. In other words, you will hold those evil ones accountable, and we know it. So, Pasuk Tesvav, what do we want? Verse 15, Shvar Zroa Rasha, Vera Tidrosh Risho Bal Timtza. So, break the power of the wicked, and when you seek the wicked's evil, you will not find it. What's happening here? Are they wicked, or are they not wicked? So Rashi splits this pasuk in half and says that the first part of the pasuk, break the power of the wicked, is referring to the people of Amalek, who literally we say, break those people. The second part of the pasuk is referring to those of the Jewish people who are dishonest. They see how the nations around them act and they feel their influence. When they see the destruction of those crooked people, of the Amalek, they, the Jewish people who are doing this, will stop sinning. They'll do teshuva, and we won't find any more dishonesty within our ranks. So instead of asking Hashem to destroy the unethical ones, we ask Hashem to destroy that which makes them unethical. In other words, we ask Hashem to make them to become like us. Pasuk Tezayin, verse 16, and as a result, Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed, Avdu Goyim Me'artzo, Hashem, you will be the king, or Hashem is the king forever and ever. The nations will disappear from his land. As we see in this mizmor, those who are dishonest and arrogant are not just showing disregard for others, but they're also disregarding God. When the corrupt and fraudulent nations or behavior is erased, God will clearly be seen as king. Radak adds that this describes the time of salvation when the influence of the non-Jews will leave the land of Israel and the proper Jewish authority will reign. Avdu goyim me'artzo, the influence of the non-Jews will leave his land. Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, Tavas anavim shamata Hashem, tachin libam takshiv aznecha. The desires of the humble you hear, Hashem. Guide their hearts and incline your ear. God does hear the voices of the needy and vulnerable. And with this understanding, we now ask God to help direct our hearts so that we daven for what is really the best thing for us. A person who is so downtrodden might see the success of the wicked and want what they have. So we really need divine assistance to pray for the right things for us. In contrast to the perpetrators and bullies who terrorize us and do not care what God wants from them or for them, we do care and we know that God is watching us. And we conclude with Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18, that we know Hashem is paying attention, and what will he do? Pasuk Yud Ches, Lishpot Yasom Vadach, Bal Yosif Od La'arotz Enosh Min Ha'aretz, to judge the orphan and the crushed, so he will no longer be terrified of people on the earth. People will trust each other, and they will really care to do the right thing for each other. With this clear focus on what is to come and the certainty that Hashem is with us as we wait, we can remain steadfast in our faith. Even when we're surrounded by falsehood and deceit, we will not be misled or broken by the illusions of the present. The temporary success of the wicked will not shake us because we know that ultimate justice belongs to God. And this perspective gives us the strength to stand firm, trust in his plan, and continue walking in his truth. Thank you for learning together at Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheri Tapleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.